Now the stout heart of Ajax cared no longer to stay where others had withdrawn. He moved with long strides on the ship's decks, making play with his long, polished pike, the sections joined by rivets, long as 22 forearms. Think of an expert horseman who has harnessed a double team together from his string and rides them from the plain to a big town along the public road, where many see him, men and women both. With perfect ease, he changes horses, leaping at a gallop. That was Ajax, going from deck to deck of many ships with his long stride, his shout rising to heaven as in raging tones he ordered the Danaans to defend them. Neither would Hector stay amid the ruck of battle-jacketed Trojans. Like an eagle flashing down on a flock of long-winged birds who feed at a riverside, white geese or cranes or long-necked swans, so Hector struck ahead and charged a ship with its black prow, for Zeus, behind him, drove him on with his great hand and cheered on soldiers with him. Now again there was a sharp fight near the ships. You'd say that iron men, untiring, clashed in battle, so fiercely they fought on. And to what end? There was no way to escape, the Achaeans thought. Sure they would be destroyed. But every Trojan's heart beat fast against his ribs with hope of firing ships and killing Achaean soldiers. These were their secret thoughts as they gave battle. Hector gripped the stern of a deep-sea ship, a fast sailor, a beauty, which had brought Protesilaus to Troy, but would not bring him back to his own land. Around this ship they slaughtered one another in close combat, Trojans and Achaeans. Neither side could stand a hail of arrows or javelins, but for like reasons moved toward one another, hewing with battle-axe and hatchet, wielding long sword and double-bladed spear. The swords were many and beautiful, black-sheathed and hilted, that fell to earth out of the hands of men or off